You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The IT department this week said that it has sent communication in the form of advisory to certain taxpayers where there is an apparent mismatch between disclosures in the ITR and information as received from the reporting entity. Amid social media posts regarding communication from the IT department regarding mismatch in TDS, TCS deductions and ITR filing data, the department said such communication is to facilitate the taxpayers and make them aware of the information available with the IT department regarding the transactions reported by the reporting entities during the year. The objective of the communication is to provide an opportunity to taxpayers and facilitate them to provide their feedback online on the compliance portal of the IT department. Speaking of income tax, surprising taxpayers with an unexpected and welcome gesture, the Income Tax Department had played the role of an early Santa Claus this year by unveiling the Income Tax Return Forms 1 and 4 for the assessment year 2024-25. These ITR forms will be applicable for filing income tax returns concerning income earned during the previous year 2023-24 between 01/04/2023 to 31/03/2024. Naveen Vadhva, Vice President Research Taxman, had said that this unexpected early release not only marked a departure from the established timeline, but also implied that taxpayers will have a more extended period to familiarize themselves with the changes, gather necessary documentation, and file their returns with greater precision. Meanwhile, Flipkart Internet, the marketplace arm of Walmart-owned e-commerce giant Flipkart, posted a 50% growth in its logistics segment, the largest by revenue, helping the company boost its top line and cut losses by 9% during financial year 2022-23. The arm posted a loss of Rs. 4,027 crore in FY23, slightly lower than Rs. 4,420 crore it had posted in the preceding year, showed its ROC filing sourced through Private Circle. Even as expenses jumped 26%, a broad-based growth across its segment aided revenue growth, which rose 42% year-on-year to Rs. 14,846 crore. To bolster its last-mile logistics and doorstep delivery, Flipkart had picked up a minority stake in logistics startup Shadowfax in 2019 for $60 million. In some more industry news, the once robust textile sector of Gujarat clocked a lackluster performance in the year 2023 on the back of ongoing geopolitical crises like the Israel-Palestine conflict. Data collated by the government indicates exports slump of 8% from $5.10 billion in 2022 to $4.69 billion this year. Not only was the industry unable to capitalize on the recently concluded festive and marriage seasons to improve its fortunes, but the continuous uncertainty on the geopolitical may further push back the recovery of the sector for at least another quarter. Saurin Parikh, Chairman Textile Task Force Committee, GCCI, said, quote, "Due to the ongoing geopolitical crisis in the international markets, the textile industry is still struggling to crawl out of the demand crunch," unquote. Moving on, the Goods and Services Tax Authorities have sent show cause notices to several listed companies, including Zomato, Bata India, ICICI Bank and Kotak Mahindra Bank in the past few days for non-payment of taxes, according to separate statements issued by the companies. This week, Zomato told the exchanges that the Directorate General of GST Intelligence sent a show cause notice to the company asking why an alleged tax liability of Rs. 401 crore, along with interest and penalty for the period October 29, 2019 to March 31, 2022, should not be demanded from them. The alleged sum is based on the amounts collected by Zomato as delivery charges from the customers on behalf of the delivery partners during the referred period. In other news, the country's coal production increased 12.29% to 664.37 million tons from April to December 25th this fiscal over the year-ago period, according to an official statement. The country's coal output was 591.64 MT in the same period last year. As per the latest statistics of the Ministry of Coal, the cumulative achievement in coal production during FY 2023-24 from April 2023 to December 25, 2023 has touched 664.37 MT, indicating a substantial 12.29% growth compared to the corresponding period last year at 591.64 MT, according to an official statement. The coal dispatch from April to December 25th increased to 692.84 MT over 622.40 MT in the year-ago period. Lastly, the tech sector, OnePlus Ace 3 will officially arrive in China on January 4, 2024. The same phone is expected to be the blueprint of the India and global-bound OnePlus 12R that is due to release on January 23, 2024. The product's dedicated listing page on OnePlus's China website reveals the entire roster of colors that the OnePlus Ace 3 will boast of. There are three to be specific. One, the hero color, Mingxia Gold, was teased earlier, and now we know that Ace 3 will also come in shades of blue and gray. The last two colors have been confirmed for the OnePlus 12R as well. OnePlus is calling them Cool Blue and Iron Grey. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.